Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay. The Blaze newspaper had, that's Glenn Beck's operation, crazy report a couple of weeks ago. They had caught, knew the identity of the January 6th pipe bomb. The bombs didn't actually go off, but bombs were placed. And the fact that bombs were placed is used as justification. Well, it must have been a conservative person, and so we need a massive crackdown. They also used the violence supposedly perpetrated on January 6th. As an excuse as well, and did a massive crackdown. Okay, so The Blaze runs a story identifying the pipe bomber as a Capitol Police officer. They used gait analysis, and they had multiple people come in, use program, analyze her gait, and I guess hone in with 92% accuracy that it was her, they claimed, and they ran the story, showed her face, named her and everything. Then it got weird. The Blaze went after the FBI, accused them, essentially, I didn't use the word, of lying. As evidence of their case, they had a guy by the name of Kyle Serafim, who's a former FBI special agent turned whistleblower, who claims that he had triangulated the bomber to a house on this woman's street. But was not allowed to question the guy. And this is apparently, allegedly, according to the Blaze, a guy whose, you know, Metro card was used by the bomber to get there and was supposedly her next door neighbor, was the story. So the Blaze had multiple sources for this. Looked like a pretty solid story. They ran with it, including naming the supposed bomber and showing her face. Okay. Follow up. And see, that whole thing got exponentially weird when the FBI released finally a clearer version of the video. Not one that has been depixelated. So the Blaze said that was the FBI trying to basically cover up who this person was because the video was not of a quality that could be used for gait analysis. Okay. Fast forward. CBS News is reporting the woman who was named as the likely January 6th pipe bomb perpetrator has been cleared by the FBI. Has been cleared. I don't know what to make of this. I genuinely don't. Now, I don't know if the Blaze got hosed by the FBI whistleblower and he's crazy. Adding a stranger dimension to this, that same FBI whistleblower is involved in a separate court case with Kash Patel, over Kash Patel's girlfriend. The whole thing is nuts. Now, what does the Blaze say? Did they get misled by the FBI whistleblower? Was the whole thing wrong? Did they make a mistake? Was their analysis wrong? Did they name the wrong woman? Do they stand by their story? We don't know. They haven't retracted it. So that's where that stands. The FBI, according to CBS News, has now ruled her out as a suspect in the 2021 plot. But that's according to three sources. Who are they? So look, folks, here's what I'm going to do with this. This is a crazy story. I'm just going to report it as it breaks. And we'll just sift through it and try to figure it out. Meanwhile, speaking of anonymous sources, have you seen what's going on here, folks? That, you know what the Democrats are doing right now, and the deep state, and they're anonymous. They're building the case to impeach Trump ahead of them, they think, winning the midterms. Headline, U.S. military carried out second strike killing survivors on a suspected drug boat that had already been attacked. So what they're saying is the U.S. military bombed the suspected drug vessel carrying the precious drug trafficker and future Democrat voter and illegal immigrant. And these were drug boats that had already been attacked. Apparently, there were two survivors, the Washington Post claims. And so Pete Hegseth gave the verbal order, how convenient, to strike him again to kill the remaining two people after the initial attack did not kill everyone on board. Okay, if you're hearing about that, that's what they're talking about. This is back in September. So how do we know this? Anonymous sources? Oh, cool. Like from the deep state? Yeah. And that's all we got. The second attack killed the remaining crew on board, bringing the total death toll to 11. Look, folks, I haven't, if you notice, mentioned this much today, even though it's a top 10 news story, because I don't like to get hosed by these people. What they want is me to do it and tell you that he did this based on their anonymous sources. And then 9 times out of 10, it all ends up being completely fake. By the way, the Trump administration has said this is fake news. Sean Parnell, speaking as a spokesperson for Trump, said, "We told the Washington Post this entire narrative was false yesterday. These people just fabricate anonymously sourced stories." And that is from Powerline, if you want to read it. So, did it happen? I mean, you know, look, if it's the Washington Post breaking it, it came from the CIA and probably not. I'd put 90% didn't happen. So until someone steps forward, identifies themselves, tells us, you know, how he knows, you know, who he is and how he knows what he knows, I don't know. And look, given the Powerline writes, and this is so true, given the lack of regard for law of armed conflict that is consistently shown by our enemies, my reaction is boo-hoo. So we'll see. But the Democrats are focused on protecting Maduro and keeping him and Cartel de los Soles in power in Venezuela and the human trafficking networks, Trende Aragua, in power and in place here. So we'll see how that goes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.